But like, you know, we've gone through, right, this is the fourth in the series. Hopefully, we're going to have a series of 10. That's Tuesday, Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday. I think we have 5 weeks this month of October. So it's going to be 10 series on this first half of the teaching on healing. I think we ended with unforgiveness. And that unforgiveness, though, like I said, I didn't really spend time on it. I've got a book on that. Go to Amazon, get that book. I have one or two chapters dedicated to how unforgiveness can expose you to sickness and diseases. It's amazing. Medical science have proven it. Medical science have proven it. I've proven it. So it's something you must read and have in your bookshelf. You know, very important that you understand that concept. I see a question. All right. Go on. Sophie, you can put your camera on, mute your mic, and let's hear your question. If you can hold your camera horizontally, it will look good. Horizontally, not vertically. Anybody that has a camera on? Yeah, perfect, Sophie. Oh, now you've gone back to vertical. Perfect, Sophie. Yeah, that's it. Good to see you, Soph. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Fantastic. All right, what do you want to say, Sophie? What's your question?
Well, it wasn't really to do with health, but it was just a quick question on does God help us when we've been wronged by other people?
Does God help us when we've been wronged by other people?
Yes.
Help us how? Can you explain what you mean by help us?
Well, I know we're supposed to forgive.
Yeah.
But sometimes I find that quite difficult, and I don't really know if God wants me to stand up for myself or just forget it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. God helps us in everything. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And weakness there doesn't mean physical weakness. It means any place or any portion of your life you struggle with, or anything you struggle with, God's strength is made perfect, meaning it's available to its best to help us in whatsoever. And of course, we are all human, so understand what you're saying. Somebody hurt us, and because that person hurt us, we have this, well, I say, attitude that, hey, I deserve to be angry. I deserve to be mad. I mean, it's my prerogative because you hurt us. It's like the Israeli soldiers saying, we reserve the right to defend our nation and our citizens because we were attacked. It's that same philosophy. It's a human thing. So you reserve the right to be angry. We reserve the right to do whatever you want to do with that, you know, hurt or whatever, with that, whatever that person did to you. And that is true. That is human nature. But the Bible also says that the ways of man are totally different from the ways of God. See, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Everything that has to do with God is totally different. In fact, we say that it is the direct opposite. The way your flesh will react to something is directly opposite to the way God and your spirit, if you're born again, should react. So I always tell people this. If you don't even know what to do, do the opposite of what your natural instincts tells you to do. Just do the opposite. Because when you do the opposite, you will most times, and in most cases, be following God's path. And that is the way it is. So it's difficult. And what God has told us in the scriptures is that if I hurt you, Sophie, I should come to you as a Christian and ask for forgiveness. But it didn't stop there. Jesus now said, if, Sophie, you hurt me, I don't reserve any right to wait for you to come to me. And it's amazing. Clearly written in the Bible, you don't have the right to wait. I don't have the right to wait for you to come and ask me, tell me sorry or ask for forgiveness. We were instructed by Jesus that we should go to the one that hurt us and mend fences. And that is the Christian way. Like I said, it is totally opposite what the natural man wants to do. You want to be angry, you want to... But it's opposite. That's why the life of a Christian is a journey. Yes, you got saved instantaneously, but there is a conversion process. So the Bible says, repent and be converted. The conversion process takes time. It doesn't happen immediately. But you hasten the process when you, as a disciple of God, decide to obey every instruction of God, whether you understand it or not, whether you feel like or not. As a true disciple of God, our call is to obey. And that is how God knows that we love Him. God doesn't listen to our audio lyrics of worship or how we love Him and all that. He doesn't feel loved that way. He feels loved by us when we act and obey His commandments. And that's what Jesus said. Read the entire book of John, chapter 14 of John. You will see it written severally. If you love me, do my commandments. If you love me and you obey my word, my Father will come. I, the Son, will come and dwell with you. If you love me, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. So you'll see that most of the conditions linked to answered prayers has to do with us obeying the word of God. And I'm going to tell you this, and it's my experience. The first time you go to ask for forgiveness is difficult. It takes a lot, and you're like, get me out of here. The second time, you know, the resistance is reduced. The third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, it becomes your norm. In fact, you don't even hesitate. You don't even wait for the person to leave that place without your asking for forgiveness. Something happened to me in the year 2016. Something very serious that made me take a serious life decision. A group of people hurt me. But do you know what I did? I did not wait for them to leave that place. I went to each and every one of them and I told them, I forgive you. No matter what, I want you to leave here knowing that I'm not hurt, I'm not upset, I forgive you. I went to the next person, I forgive you. I went to the third, there were three of them there, and I told three of them that I forgive you. Why was it easy for me to do that? Because I've been practicing obeying God's instruction up to then. So it was easy for me to approach them at the place and at the point of the hurt to tell them sincerely that I forgive them. And like I tell people, forgiving people is not doing them a favor. And we need to understand this. When you forgive the person that hurt you, you're not doing them a favor at all. In fact, that says that when you show love to those that do evil to you, you are actually heaping coals of fire on their head. He said, don't pay evil with evil. Repay evil with good. He said, if you see someone that hurts you or your enemy or whatever, hungry, feed them. They need help, help them. He said, as you show your goodness towards them, you are making matters worse for them. It's amazing. I mean, when you try to reason that with your human understanding, it doesn't make sense. How will my doing good to somebody that did evil to me be reversed to heap coals of fire on their head? Don't bother to understand it. Leave that for God. That's why God says, don't go seeking vengeance for yourself. He said, I am vengeance. One of the names of God is vengeance. He said, leave vengeance for me. Don't seek to revenge. Leave it for me. You know, we grew up watching Hollywood movies where, like Rambo, the popular Rambo. What is that whole movie all about? It's about I think he was an ex-military man that I think they killed his wife and his kid or something. If I still remember, the movie has been it's long ago, in the early 80s. I think they killed that Sylvester Stallone. They killed his wife, killed his son. That's how that whole thing started. So he went seeking revenge. That is the way of man. But for us Christians, God says, don't seek revenge. How you activate God to go and revenge on your behalf is by doing good to those people. Immediately you hold on to unforgiveness and refuse to let that person go or forgive that person. Immediately you refuse to do good to that person, God takes his hands off the case. Why? You have told him by your actions that you are able and you are capable of handling the situation. So God takes his hands off and allows you. But when you obey his instruction by doing good to those people, God gets involved. And his involvement is to repay what those people did to you. And I can give you testimonies of my life where I've done good to those that hurt me. What has happened to them? I'm telling you, they paid for their actions. I'm telling you, one is in my mind now, but I don't want to tell the story. They paid for their actions. One came back to me after a while. I was like, oh, I'm sorry about this, that. See what has happened to me since that has happened, since that event. I've lost this has happened. He was saying, reeling out evils and bad things have happened to him because of the way I reacted to the hurt. And that is all I can say to you. But never forget, God helps you whenever you are weak. So just ask him for strength. I always tell people, if you're finding it difficult to go to the one that hurt you, start with this. Start praying for them. Sincerely. Start praying for them. It works. The first day, your prayer might not be heartfelt. Don't worry. Just keep it as a routine. Keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. Whenever you kneel down to pray, I want to say a prayer, and they come to your mind, pray for them. If you know things that they need, ask God to answer their prayers. Keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. They say you fall in love with who you pray to, which is God, who you pray for, and who you pray with. So the more you pray for that person, you start loving them. The more you pray for that person, you will notice that you are not feeling as hurt as you used to at the beginning. And you keep doing that till you get to a point where that hurt, when you even see them, the feeling of hurt is no longer there, or it doesn't hurt as bad as you used to. You know, people talk about forgive and forget. And I say that is a myth. You don't forget a hurt, especially if it is something serious. But what I believe they mean by that statement is that when you truly forgive people, when you see them, even though you remember the event, you don't feel hurt as you used to. It gets to a point, you don't even feel hurt at all. At all. Recently, I saw two of them that day. I saw them and I didn't feel anything because I let go. Didn't feel nothing because I let go. So that's all I have to say to that question. did I make sense, Sophie?
Yes, that was fantastic. And given me some much needed clarity. And yeah. I think I know which direction I'm going to go for the time being.
Yeah, start praying for them. Start praying for them.
I know I wanted to have faith and trust God, but I didn't know what I was trusting him to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So that's why I needed to ask that question, because now I know that I am going to pray for these people that have hurt me.
Yeah.
And I just want to, that's where I needed to have the faith, is that God is going to work in ways that I can't understand. And, you know, I have to have trust in that as well. And I need to give him the opportunity. If I don't ask and try, then he's, you know, why should he do anything if I'm not going to trust and try?
Exactly.
Or if I'm just going to take my own way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do it my way, then it's not his way. And I'm taking things into my hands rather than putting trust in him.
Yeah.
So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you too for asking.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.